It had the makings of a presidential campaign debate, but today's dueling speeches on the economy by President Obama and Mitt Romney took place on different stages in the key state of Ohio.
More on this now. Rachel Smolkin, she's the White House editor for Politico, joining us live. Rachel, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Good to be back.
So both candidates were out to frame the debate to set out the choice they want voters to see. What did they say?
That's right. An interesting day on the campaign trail today. Almost dueling speeches, almost split screen, but not quite. Romney moved up his speech and finished this a little bit before President Obama started talking. So Romney set out his speech long on words, short on actions, is what we heard him say about President Obama's record. He mocked a little bit the forward slogan that President Obama has, saying forward, that's forward over a cliff, forward on the way to Greece. Then we saw President Obama come back. His aides had built this speech as a chance for him to reframe his vision on the economy. He's had a couple of difficult weeks. This was a chance for him to really say to the American people, this is what I believe. He called the economy the defining issue of our time. He said, of course, we both agree that there need to be more jobs. The question is how we create them. The question is, what is our vision for the future? How are we going to get there? And President Obama really talked about his record on infrastructure. He wants to create more jobs for teachers, for example. He wants to keep in mind deficit spending even while he invests in infrastructure. So really trying to lay out the differences between the two of them in this speech.
Did anyone kind of win the debate message, the campaign message today?
These were two very different speeches. Romney had the crisper, more animated speech. It was a version of his stump speech that he usually gives. President Obama was trying to do something a little bit different with his speech. So the goals were different for these two speeches. President Obama spoke for nearly an hour, 53-minute speech, and we saw him really defend his record and try to lay out his vision for the future, try to reset.
In our last 30 seconds, of course, Ohio, always a key state in a presidential race. Any sense of who has the edge right now?
These are very close. We're seeing very close polls in all the battleground states. In most of them, President Obama has a slight edge. He has a very slight edge nationally. But President Obama mentioned the polls today in his speech. He said the polls will go up and the polls will go down, kind of urging people, step back, take a deep breath. You know, the press is going to play up each one of these gaffes that we make, all of the polls. But you all need to listen to what we're saying. We're in for a long haul here, and you need to pay attention to our policies. And he said he hopes the press will do that. So we'll see how things unfold.
All right, Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.